8 days, T-minus 8 days until the White's Company gets, or they might not, but it looks like they very well may be designated with permanent collaborator status from the Collaborators Project. You can follow this online at collaboratorsproject.com. Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church, and Will Duffy, the founder of the Collaborators Project, has notified the White's Company, a billion-dollar construction firm, that they have until January 31st, 2008, to quit building an abortion clinic in Denver, or his organization will designate them with permanent collaborator status. Now, what that means is that not only that group, but other pro-life organizations around the country have agreed to protest White's executive homes and their bigger clients on an ongoing basis, include the White's Company in their routine protest of abortion clinics and abortionist homes. And for how long will this last, this designation? It will last for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing children in the facility prepared by whites. So you guys know all that. I sent a letter to the White's Corporation yesterday, January 23rd, 2008. And I'd like to read this letter to you. We're on the internet at KGov, KGOV.com, and in Denver at AM 670 KLTT, 50,000 watt AM station. I started on KLTT back in 1991 with a 5 day a week call in talk show. And I tell you, it's been quite an experience. And I have heard from pro-lifers around the country that the determination, the excitement, the hope that's in sight of fighting abortion and one day ending it in America, the legalized killing of innocent children, that there has not been in 20 years as much activity and hope and traction and excitement throughout the pro-life activist community as has been happening in the last months, emanating from the work here in Denver, Colorado. And the Collaborators Project is a big part of that. So let me read you this letter to Bill Hornaday. He is the president of the Rocky Mountain Division of the White's Company, but this also went to other executives throughout White's. January 23rd, 2008, Dear Mr. Hornaday, please forward this letter to your legal department and your largest shareholders. Your lawyers may view this letter as a threat. Your shareholders will view it worse than that. Now, some people have asked us, isn't it a threat? Isn't this an economic threat that you're making against whites? And every boycott, essentially, every boycott, every picket line at a business, essentially, is an economic threat. We're doing what we can to harm the profitability of your corporation. Of course, it's an economic threat. Now, do we think we could call a boycott of whites and have, you know, million-dollar firms say, oh, we're not going to hire whites because Will Duffy called a boycott? Of course not. So we've upped the ante. We're saying that with permanent collaborator status, we will have pictures of dead babies at your executives' homes for the coming years and at your clients' sales offices and at future construction sites. So then it's up to your clients if they want to hire you and bring the abortion protest with that contract. They may or may not. We don't know. Okay, so your lawyers may view this letter as a threat. Your shareholders will view it worse than that. I am not a newcomer to the anti-abortion movement, but I'm a 20 eight-year protest leader who has working relationships with street leaders nationwide. And street leaders, there are the pro-life activists who are comfortable only in a boardroom or flying first class. And then there are pro-life protesters who are on the streets for 5 years, 10 years, 20 years. And so we very comfortably mingle with both groups, but we admire the street protesters, and that's what we specialize in. So, okay, I have working relationships with street leaders nationwide. Having a billion-dollar firm with a distributed presence as the centerpiece of a national collaborators project is going to transform one aspect of the anti-abortion movement. It's going to transform it. It appears that whites will be the cornerstone of that long-term project, giving this collaborator effort a cohesiveness that the movement has not previously had. Will Duffy's idea of permanent collaborator status has gained traction with the leaders of street-level activists. For 20 years, groups like Operation Rescue, Missionaries to the Preborn, Operation Save America, and a dozen others, other organizations, have had difficulty launching a collaborators project because the targets were too small, and it was very difficult for us to measure the success or even convey the purpose of such efforts. Activists in Palm Beach could target a local plumbing company. In Omaha, protest a roofing company doing clinic repairs. In Colorado Springs, a paving company. In Tempe, Arizona, a medical waste service, and so on. But the return on investment, that is, the increased social tension and third-party deterrence, deterring others from collaborating, was insufficient to sustain the effort. Now, enter the Whites Company. The Whites Company is set to become the long-term centerpiece of a coordinated national protest of anger and resentment against those who collaborate in the killing of unborn children. Whites will help the effort to stop killing children, whatever it does. Now, does that follow? Think through this. Whites will help the effort to stop killing children, whatever it does. If Whites stops constructing Denver's abortion clinic by January 31st, you will encourage the very people and street movement that you despise. So, of course, if they quit, we'll be thrilled. Right? It's like David and Goliath. Will Duffy arm wrestles a billion-dollar corporation until they cry uncle. But their pride is not going to let them do that, right? So they're probably going to be designated with permanent collaborator status, and in 3 years from now, they'll have protesters at their executives' homes. In 13 years from now, for as many years as Planned Parenthood is killing kids. Not every day, but that's the, you know, that's part of the power of it. You don't know when. You could count on holidays, but you just don't know when. And which clients will have pictures of aborted children in front of their sales offices or their CEO's home? You know, it's hard to say. At any rate, if Whites stops constructing Denver's abortion clinic by January 31st, you will encourage the very people and street movement that you despise. If Whites ignores Will Duffy's deadline, and he, Will Duffy, designates Whites with permanent collaborator status, then for as many years as Planned Parenthood kills children in the building you prepared for them, the street activist will have a billion-dollar firm with its executives' homes and geographically distributed clients to turn into an example of what happens to collaborators. That's what happens to collaborators. You get pictures of the kids you helped kill outside your living room window on Thanksgiving. That's what happens to collaborators. Now, more should happen, but that's one thing that will happen. So either way, and you know, it's hard to build a collaborators project for the reason this letter laid out. But now, not only is there a national company, a billion-dollar company, with this distributed presence so that pro-lifers all around the country can get involved, but the White's company, they didn't just clear the drains, you know, like a plumbing service call. They actually are building an abortion clinic. That's about as involved and enabling as you can get. They are building an abortion clinic. Some people call it Auschwitz. Whites, the Whites company, W-E-I-T-Z. Oh, and by the way, have you Googled Whites recently? Just try it. Google Whites, W-E-I-T-Z. It's unbelievable the things that are going to happen to this company. W-E-I-T-Z. So it's not just a billion-dollar company that the pro-life movement needed as a centerpiece, a cornerstone of its National Collaborators Project, but it's a billion-dollar firm that actually built an abortion clinic. All right, so let's see. February 1st, 2008, will be a day like any other for activists. They get up, decide where they will protest, and head out. For whites, that day will either be the end of their foray into abortion politics or the beginning of the long grind. I chaired a meeting 19 years ago at which we determined that Denver's main abortion clinic needed a daily protest. And since then, street activists have missed fewer than 10 days at that location. That's 19 years. Fewer than 10 days. In 19 years. During that time, Denver activists also launched a systematic protest of abortionist homes, especially on the 8 major annual holidays. And this has resulted in an enormous payoff in the attitude of even pro-choice medical students who refuse to become abortionists regardless of the easy and big money because dermatologists don't have undesirables outside their homes on Christmas. In the White's parallel, your executives, like the abortionist who will never quit anyway, will become the focus of long-term residential protests in a cohesive plan to discourage other potential collaborators. Do you see the payoff here? Over the last 20 years, when we've gone to the abortionist home, now ask yourself, is it easy to get up extra early on Christmas when you have family coming over, gifts for your kids, the whole bit, Christmas dinner to plan, sidewalks to shovel, get up extra early to go to an abortionist home for a holiday abortionist home visit? Is that easy to do? That's not easy to do. It's a major pain in the neck. But, you know, pro-lifers, they have a way of making a social event out of it. So you get together with friends, you debate theology, you argue latest strategy, you yell at each other, you sing songs, you walk in the freezing cold if it's 3 degrees outside. You go when it's raining. Doesn't matter. And then you go home. And you did your good deed for the day. You tried to increase the social tension regarding child killing. Do you have the hopes that the abortionist will quit? No. You don't have that hope. That's like hoping you'll win the lottery. That's a silly hope. You know, some people have a plan for their life, and their plan is they want to become a famous actress. That's not a plan. That's like buying a lottery ticket and calling that's your plan for your life. So, no, we don't plan that the abortionist will quit. We do home protests for two reasons: to increase the social tension over child killing so that there is no child killing with tranquility, and also to discourage others from getting into the abortion business. So that's what whites will accomplish for us. We will go to their homes, not for them to quit. They'll be done. They will be done with the abortion clinic. They'll be done. It'll be over. Whatever money they were going to make from child killing, they'll have made it. Some of their executives will have gone on to, they'll quit because they don't want to take it anymore. And they'll leave. And the whites corporation will be left with the tenacity of determined pro-life activists who say, we will not allow your corporation to get away with building a child-killing center. We are going to make an example out of you. And will the media hate us? Yeah, so what's new? They despise us anyway. Some pro-life leaders say, do you know what this will do to the pro-life movement? It'll set it back 20 years. It's already set back 20 years. What are you talking about? We don't have a single judge on the Supreme Court who believes in the right to life of the unborn. 60% of the federal judiciary was nominated by pro-life Republican presidents, supposedly pro-life, and it is solidly pro-abortion, the federal judiciary. So Jay Sekulow and National Right to Life, they've already set back the pro-life movement 20 years. Might as well go 40 years, because back then, some of the federal judges believed in the right to life. But today, they don't. So social tension over the killing of unborn children and discouraging other would-be collaborators so that eventually the construction industry will know nationwide that whites is an example of what happens when you collaborate with abortionists. And there are firms that will do it. They won't care. And there are other firms that will say, we're pro-life, we don't want to do it. And there are other firms that will be pro-abortion, and they'll say, we don't want these crazies at our home. So that's the dynamic behind all this. I'll continue with the letter to whites. It's a one-page letter. Far worse than a mere boycott, street protesters decide daily where to go to make the biggest impact. So the sales office of your biggest client will look like an excellent target, because in addition to just displaying pictures of dead babies, that time on the street will also reinforce the national effort focusing on whites to discourage collaborators. Do you get that idea? You know what pro-lifers do? They go out on the street and they pick some corner and they hold signs out for 2 hours to show people, just to show people what abortion is. It's killing kids. And whites and liberals and pro-aborts, they don't like the pictures. And Will Duffy asked them, well, what is it about this picture that you don't like? Why don't you like the picture? What? Why don't you like it? You say you don't want kids to see it? Why not? Why don't you want kids to see it? What is it about the picture you don't like? Oh, it's a picture of a dead baby. Oh, I see. So you'd rather people not know that these babies are being killed by Planned Parenthood and others. You care more about the picture than the baby who was killed. All right, so the pro-lifer gets up and tries to decide, where am I going to go? Well, if there's a big high-rise construction project downtown San Diego, downtown Phoenix, and it's being done by the Whites Corporation, well, instead of going to Broadway and 15th, go to the intersection at the Whites Corporation, especially if there's a sales office where they sell units, or they're leasing space in a shopping center, or they're selling condos and lofts. Go to that place. Okay. Let's continue with the letter. But such protesters are considered the bottom rung of the anti-abortion forces. Right? Those who go out on the street with signs, they're like the lowlifes of the pro-life movement. There are many pro-lifers that despise them. But then the letter continues. There are architects, millionaires, engineers, church and government officials who are fiercely anti-abortion. And quietly, even secretly, they will honor PCS, permanent collaborator status, by steering business away from whites. Clearly, you cannot replace such lost revenue by becoming the builder of choice, specializing in abortion mills, right? So Will Duffy is already collecting business cards. He's the founder of the Collaborators Project. He's collecting business cards from people in the building industry, in engineering, and in the architectural arena. And they're saying, hey, this is what I do, and our firm, we hire general contractors, and I want to use my influence to make sure whites doesn't get hired. And so some people like that will be in a position secure in their job. Maybe they're a partner where they'll be able to tell whites, hey, we're not going to hire you because you built an abortion clinic. But others, they won't be the owners of the corporation. They'll be down the chain somewhere, and they'll just quietly, even secretly, steer contracts away from whites. And that's already happening, and 99.9% of the country doesn't even know about the Collaborators Project or whites building an abortion clinic. If whites quits by January 31st, you may be despised by pro-abortion groups, but they mostly sleep in on Saturday mornings, and they won't show up at your homes. If you ignore Will Duffy's deadline, your billion-dollar firm, its top clients and executives will not only help launch, but they will become the centerpiece of the National Collaborators Project. February 1st will be the beginning of whites' participation in the grind of the long war against abortion, or it will be the end. Sincerely, Bob Enyart, kgov.com, on the internet. I've got a phone number. Yeah, so they could call if they're interested. They could call. So that's what's going on in the Collaborators Project. T minus 8 days. The Collaborators Project launched a mobile billboard service today in the Denver area with huge banners, pictures of aborted children. And on top of the billboards, you see the words, courtesy of the Whites Company, courtesy of thewhitescompany.com. Now, the Whites Company this week, they hired a PR firm to try to deal with all this fallout of their foray into abortion politics. And they hired a law firm. So I don't know, maybe they think a billion-dollar company with relatively limitless resources is going to make out by going after a poor person. I don't know how much money Will makes, but compared to whites, I'd say probably qualifies as a poor person. And what they're going to do, if they do go after Will Duffy or the Collaborators Project, then they're not only just building an abortion clinic, they are making themselves a greater target by whatever actions they take against the radical pro-life extremist. they are increasingly making themselves a target. And so it's going to be interesting to watch. So whatever Weitz does. So now there are these mobile billboards driving around Colorado with pictures no one wants to see of dead babies. And it says, courtesy of the Weitz Company. Because the Weitz Company is an enabler to kill those babies. So what do they think? They're going to be able to use this law firm and sue? Say, you can't use our name like that? Oh, you can't? What, liberals can't say that McDonald's is destroying the rainforest? They've been doing it for 20 years. And the Weitz Company, you know, if you try to sue somebody for libel or slander, well, truth is a defense. So the argument is that the Weitz Company built a child-killing center, and this is a picture of a kid killed at a child-killing center. So this is courtesy of theweitzcompany.com. You got to go to that site, too, the Weitz Company, W-E-I-T-Z, theweitzcompany.com. Maybe someday you'll get an email from theweitzcompany.com. In fact, email IDs are available to the general public from theweitzcompany.com. So you could get an email ID. What's your name? Is it Randy? You could get Randy at theweitzcompany.com. You just have to apply. Just send an email to Will at theweitzcompany.com and say, Will, I'd like an email account at theweitzcompany.com. And then you could use it as you see fit. Of course, everything legal, of course, always legal and nonviolent, peaceful, but miserable. Peaceful, but miserable, right? No child killing with tranquility. No child killing with tranquility. Okay, so that's what's up today. T-minus 8 days and counting till permanent collaborator status for the Weitz Company. And I'm just so grateful to the Collaborators Project for making this all so crystal clear of what is at stake and what will happen over the next 10 to 20 years. So you could follow the progress of this at our website, kgov.com, and tune in tomorrow at Bob Annette Live in Arvada, Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school.